Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, good morning to you.
Does anyone like the person who shows them brag pictures before you even ask to see them? He's taken his partner to therapy.
We all need a little therapy, right? It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
All right, now you have to help out this couple. Got a message, and it says, does anyone like the person who shows them brag pictures before even asking to see them? I want to put my partner in therapy. He has to stop showing brag pictures of our fur baby before people ask to see them.
Oh, my God.
Whether the conversation about pet comes up or not, there is my partner pulling out his phone, scrolling through his camera roll, sometimes to people he just met. Actually, he's worse with people he just meets for the first time.
Wow. So even unsolicited is you're talking about?
Yeah. I guess apparently that's what it says. So, excuse me, mister, you better be siding with his partner because that's what you do.
All the time. Unsolicited? No.
Yes.
Only want to get a only want to get a nibble.
Oh my God. Okay. So I would like to talk to the person who messaged us. They don't realize they do it because my partner, Scott Spisano, does it too. And look at him. Realize you do it.
So I was at, we had to drop off some samples back at Messner Flooring, right? On Saturday, because we went looking to do our front room. And the guys were both saying, hey, so how's the baby? Good. Oh, yeah. She's going to be 15 months old, actually, tomorrow. And after they asked, I'm like, Bob, pull my phone out. Here's a picture. So I was asked about it. Yeah.
So I don't, okay. 222-2899. Is there somebody in your life that does this? Who does this? Because we were at the Toast to the Ark event. You do it all the time, but the most recent example of it was at the Toast to the Ark event. And we were talking to a woman, getting to know her, and she was talking about her grandkids and her family and how her son just had a baby and she misses them because she can't see them because they don't live near. And then you pull out your phone and go, you want to see my baby? You totally hijacked her conversation about how much she misses her grandbabies and put it on you and little Ellie.
Oh, man. I didn't even realize I'd do that.
I know you don't.
That's crazy. That's wrong. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
You do it a lot.
I hijacked the conversation?
I know you don't do it to be whatever. You're doing it to relate to them. But right now, she was in the middle of how hard it is to be separated from her grandchild because they're in different states of coronavirus. Well, and here you are like, well, look at my baby.
Well, why didn't she whip it out and show me pictures?
Because, again, normal people don't whip out pictures unless they're asked. Yeah. I would never show you a picture of my dog or my baby unless you say, can I see a picture of Walter or your children?
It has to be an ask, not just a subject. So when people are like, so how's the dog?
I don't.
Good. How's the baby? I'm like, I'll show you.
Nope. I don't show pictures unless I'm asked. Because does anyone really want to see it?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't know. 222-2899.
Well, I guess I'm on his side then.
Yeah. You have to be because you do it.
I guess I do.
But he says it's especially worse with people he meets for the first time. Maybe it's I don't know, maybe because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Well,
awkward.
It was, yeah, like the situation you were talking about. Well, yeah. I didn't know this lady. Plus, we had masks on, and it was like the first time we were out in public, and I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. So, oh, here you go.
I'll show you a picture of my family. I know. It's, yeah. See, okay. That's what therapy is all about, uncovering these things about yourself that you didn't even realize.
Right. But our therapy's free at 222-BUZZ. Call us up.
When your partner shows off brag pictures before anyone asks to see them.
It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
Oh, my God. You made me realize, have a little self-realization.
I know. Let me catch you up if you're just joining us right now on Couples Therapy. And you have to decide, whose side are you on? Does it really bug you when someone does this? So we got a message, and it says, does anyone like the person who shows them brag pictures before you ask to see them? I want to put my partner in therapy today. He has to stop showing brag pictures of our fur baby before people ask to see them. Whether the conversation is about pets or not, there is my partner pulling out his phone, scrolling through his camera roll to sometimes people he just met. Actually, it's worse with people he meets for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott, at first, your first reaction was, oh my God, how terrible.
I know. And but then you called me out on it. I did it. But I do. I'm so proud of my baby, and I want to show pictures. Like I was asked, I told you the other day on Saturday at down at Messner, returning samples, and they were talking about. I'm like, oh, I just happen to have some pictures here. Take a look. Woo, look here.
Well, see, now that's a little bit different because they were asking about little baby Ellison.
Right.
So in that situation, it kind of makes sense to obviously show.
Yeah.
But
you called me out. I know.
There are times when people are talking about something totally different, and you're like, hey, you want to see a picture of my dog?
Well,
or you want to see a picture of my baby?
Yeah, I guess. Like, now, for him to whip it out and just be like, hey, want to see a picture of my dog? That's like, I don't know. Which, I guess I still have to say it's kind of weird, even though.
You do it.
But I did it. I've seen you once in person in 8 months. And it happened.
Well, you do it all the time, but that was the most recent. That was the most recent example I could come up. And as the person, we've all been in a conversation like that, as the person who is having to look through these brag pictures, does it bug you? I don't know. Maybe people will say it doesn't even bother them. We'll see.
Does it bother you?
That's what couples therapy is all about.
Does it bother you at all? That doesn't bother me when I see people's pictures.
I do judge. I'll be honest. I'll be like, oh, my God. I wasn't asking to see your picture, but okay. It's probably a cute picture, but what about me? Aren't you going to ask to see my pictures? No? Okay, fine. We'll just look through your pictures.
Well, if I whip it out, you need to whip it out, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not the type of person that just whips it out.
Well.
I mean, maybe it's because of your male ego. You just want to whip it out and impress everybody or try to.
Maybe I just like to whip it out all the time. Hey, Buzz. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. Unsolicited photos, I guess we're talking about.
The brag pictures before they ask to see them.
brag pictures. You have to show them without being asked. Because then you got those people that look like me, and I look, you know, I'm 30 years old, and I've got, like, long gray hair and everything, and I look like a pedophile. If I go up and ask to see pictures of your kid, whether or not you're talking about them, you think that I'm a pedophile.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. So you think it's okay just so you don't look creepy?
I know I look creepy, so if I go up and ask people for their, you know, see pictures of the kids and continue the conversation,
I feel that,
you know, they get that creep vibe from me.
I want to see what you look like.
It's
awesome.
Yeah. Post a picture of yourself and tag us on Facebook.
Yeah, man.
Okay. But that person, you've had a conversation with that person, right? You're talking about, like, you know, how good dinner is, and all of a sudden the person's whipping out pictures of their fur baby or their children or their new car they just bought.
Well, some people don't have a whole lot of stuff going on in their life, so they got to show you pictures of their dinner and their kittens. And
okay, so that would be Scott. Yep,
that's my life. I have some self-realization today. Yeah.
All right, it doesn't bug you. That's fine. That's
fine. Take your caravan of kids. Talk to you later, man.
All right.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.